welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of the podcast. And as I am recording this today, it is a cool, rainy day in Dallas, Texas. January the 29th, 2025. We are almost 1 year now, or 1 month. Wow. We are almost 1 month now into the new year, and hopefully 2025 has begun with a bang for you and your family, and that you are experiencing God's rich blessings and faithfulness so far into this year. I'm going to begin teaching a new series for the Discover Young Adults here at Pressing Crest, where we are going to be talking about 7 habits of highly effective disciples. Now, when you hear the name of the series, you might be saying, isn't there a book about that? The answer is yes and no. More commonly, people talk about the 7 habits of highly effective people. One of the best-selling books in American history, written by Dr. Stephen Covey. Over 40 million copies have been sold. The material has been taught at universities, businesses, corporations, governments, all kinds of organizations. But this series is a play on that title and on the book, but looking at it from a different way. We know that these 7 habits do indeed make highly effective people, but do they make highly effective disciples of Jesus? I mean, the material in the book is excellent. If you've not read the book, I encourage you to do so. It's profound. It is scientifically proven. But how does the subject matter of the book compare to the teachings of Scripture? Because it's one thing to be an effective person, but it's even more important to be an effective disciple of Jesus Christ. So as we begin this episode, and as I begin this series, let's talk about 7 habits of highly effective disciples. Habit number 1 in the book is to be proactive. You know, how would you define that word, proactive? I think most people would say, well, if you're proactive, you're going to get things done. And while that's certainly true, Dr. Covey defines proactive in 2 different ways. First of all, how we respond to our circumstances, and secondly, what he calls either act or be acted on. Now, let's talk about that first part, how we respond to our circumstances. You know, the word responsible comes from 2 root words, response and able. When we say that we are responsible, what we're really saying is we have the ability to choose our response. In his book, Dr. Covey would say on page 74, we are not our feelings, we are not our moods, we are not even our thoughts. The very fact that we can think about these things separates us from the animal world. I love that insight. In today's world, everyone wants to say that they're a victim, that things happen to them beyond their control. And while there are many extenuating circumstances in life that are beyond our control, we still have the ability to choose how we're going to respond to the challenges that we face in life. In fact, Dr. Covey mentions genetic, psychic, and environmental determinism. He would say that your genetic determinism comes from your grandparents or your DNA when people say, I was born this way. The psychic determinism comes from your parents, more the way that you were nurtured, the way that you were raised, the culture of your home. And then we have what's called our environmental determinism, where we say that we act certain ways because of our environment, because of the things that affect us the way that they do. So people will say, I act this way because of my boss, or I act this way because of my spouse, or because of my children, or like on a day like it is today in Dallas, I'm kind of down and out because it's a gloomy afternoon. The sun's not shining. My environment is affecting the way that I think and the way that I respond. Dr. Covey would say, that's not true. You choose how you're going to respond. The stimulus are the circumstances that we face. The response, however, is what we do about those circumstances. Dr. Covey says, between stimulus and response is our greatest power, the freedom to choose. If you think about two circles on a graph or two circles in a picture or on a board, you have a larger circle and a smaller circle on the inside of that larger circle. The larger circle is what we call our circle of concerns, things we really can't do much about. Unless you're directly involved in politics, you really don't have much say on laws that are passed. Unless you're directly involved on Wall Street, you don't have much say on the flow of stocks and bonds and what happens with investments. You just kind of have to respond to what happens in these environments. But your circle of influence, that's where you do have control. How you treat other people. How you speak to others after being spoken to. How you listen to others when they are speaking to you. The job that you choose. The place where you live. The way you spend your money. These are matters that you do have concerns over. And proactive people, they don't worry as much about the circle of concerns, the things that they don't have control over. They spend more time in their circle of influence, in the places and the areas that they do have control over. And as that circle of influence grows, that circle of concern just gets smaller. The second factor to being proactive, according to Dr. Covey, is act or be acted on. It's the simple reminder that simply hoping things are going to get better is not making things better. In the book, he mentions Bill Gates, that he acted at the right time. When Bill Gates was still working out of his garage before he became a billionaire, there were other people at the same time who were talking about computers and the future of technology, but Bill Gates acted on the opportunity. The opportunity did not act on him. People who are proactive, they show initiative. Now again, that's about being a highly effective person, but let's talk about being a highly effective disciple. What does the Bible have to say about being proactive as disciples of Jesus Christ? Well, ironically, the Bible has a lot to say about, first of all, how we respond to our circumstances. Like this verse out of Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. As much as it depends on you, not other people, but you. You have something to do with that. Or John chapter 16, verse 33, in this world you will have trouble, but Jesus says, take heart, I've overcome the world. You can't help the fact that you're going to have troubles, but you can choose how you're going to respond. You can take heart, and you can trust in the fact that Jesus has overcome the world. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Once again, you can't do anything about the stresses that come from life, but you can choose how to respond to that stress. You can pray. You can bring everything before God with prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, and receive the peace that God offers. James says in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. You can't do anything about the trials, but you can control how you respond. James says, consider it joy, because the trials are going to develop your faith. Jesus says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, that's getting back to the circles of concerns versus the circle of influence. You can't do anything about the concerns, but you can do something about your influence, how you respond. I love the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. You remember they're thrown into the fiery flames, or before they're thrown into the fiery flames, they tell Nebuchadnezzar, we will not bow down and worship. Our God is able to save us, but even if he doesn't, Daniel 3, 17 through 18, even if he doesn't, we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you've set up. That's how they were choosing to respond. One more, we won't look at any verses, but the entire story of Joseph. You talk about an unfortunate set of circumstances, being sold by your brothers, being unjustly accused and then punished for something you did not do, spending 12 years in prison, being separated from your family. But Joseph chooses to remain faithful, and he rises to the second most powerful position in the nation of Egypt. We can't control our circumstances, but effective disciples of Jesus, they choose to respond the right way. And then that other part, act rather than being acted on. You know, everything about faith described in the New Testament, it's a product of action. We put our beliefs into practice. Jesus told a parable one time about two sons who were told by the father to go work in the vineyard. The first son said, I'll go, but he didn't. The second son said, I'm not going, but later he did. And Jesus asked the question, which son found favor with the father? Even the disciples got that one right, the one who actually went. Jesus tells us to go into all the world in the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Jesus does not say, wait for the world to come to you. You act rather than being acted on. And Paul would say in Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, be very careful how you live, make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Some translations will say, redeem the time, make every moment count. Most define be proactive as make something happen. But the truth is we can't make anything happen that's worthwhile until we recognize that we're in control of our choices. We can't always choose our circumstances, but we can choose how we're going to respond. And it is my prayer that you will always be a proactive disciple of Jesus Christ. May God bless you richly. Thank you for spending some time today with us at Road Talk. As always, keep your eyes on heaven. And I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.